In France, October means the beginning of scallop season. Fishermen have begun dragging their nets on the seabeds off the coasts of Normandy and Brittany, the site of Europe's largest scallop fishery. France is the world's largest consumer of scallops, giving local fishermen a lucrative domestic market. Now, a dispute over the naming of the shellfish has many Norman fishermen crying foul. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
About halfway between the D-Day beaches of Omaha and Arromanche lies the tiny Norman port town of Port-en-Bessin. It's mid-morning and the boats are returning from the sea to unload their catch.
Rogov Dimitri, patron du Sauvage, et je suis Normand.
My name is Dimitri Rogov, captain of the boat Sauvage, and I'm Norman. I became a fisherman by chance, but it's a job that I love, and I think it's exceptional. You can come and go as you please, and you have the whole sea to discover as you spend your days looking for fish and shellfish.
The scallops Rogoff and the other fishermen harvest are actually the giant Pecten maximus, or Coquille Saint-Jacques, the much larger and higher value cousin of the North American scallop, which is known here as a petoncle. Alive in their shells, the difference between the two is obvious. But a European Union law says that once removed from their shells and sold frozen, the meat of both can be referred to as Saint-Jacques. Arnaud Manet, our director of quality control for a Normandy seafood brand, says this is a misnomer that threatens the livelihood of the local fishermen.
At certain times during the year, we don't even sell all of our production because there is so much competition from imported scallops that use the name Saint-Jacques. We are now trying to redistinguish our Coquille Saint-Jacques from Normandy to give them a different image than the one that is currently being tarnished because everyone is using it.
Captain Rogoff says it's a shame, and he thinks the consumer is being misled.
What bothers me as a fisherman is that we're tricking consumers by making them think they're eating coquille Saint-Jacques, and they're really eating petoncles, like in frozen dishes where they show a picture of a coquille Saint-Jacques on the package. So they're taking the image of a gourmet product to sell something that's inferior.
October through May is the most important time of the year for these fishermen, who make the bulk of their annual revenue on the shellfish. During the summer months, known as the season of amour, the coquille Saint-Jacques are left alone to breed. After being unloaded, the coquille Saint-Jacques are sold to wholesalers on the wharf, and within 24 hours, they are on sale, still alive, in markets all over France. Back on the docks, Rogoff is happy. He says it's the weekend and his crew has pulled in the maximum quota of 500 pounds of coquille Saint-Jacques per man. He gestures to a crate of the giant rose-colored shells.
This is the real, the unique, the only one in the world, the coquille Saint-Jacques, the Pecten maximus, the biggest and the most beautiful. And this is the best place in the world to find them.
The name Saint-Jacques is said to have originated in the Middle Ages from pilgrims on their way to Santiago or Saint-Jacques de Compostela in Spain. They used the large shells as eating and begging bowls. Today, coquille Saint-Jacques are still popular in France as a special treat for festivals and holidays, especially Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.